Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Don't believe the hype.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. You guys doing okay?
Doing good.
Great. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. So, I don't know. Did you see the presidential forum last night?
Yeah.
Secretary Clinton? Whoa.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Because we wanted a Don Lemon who was going to ask questions, not Matt Lauer, who just kind of fumbled his way through an hour that we'll never get back.
Okay, I'm just sick of hearing it. About your damn email. I don't know what to say to
that. We didn't get that. We didn't get with all due respect, Mr. Trump.
Could you please answer my question?
Exactly.
And you know, because I do that, that I'm biased. You can't even do your job anymore without being called biased. And what color is the sky? Well, your socks. Excuse me, that's not what I asked you.
You're biased. Why are you badgering me?
Because you can't answer the question. What? Okay, so listen, my commentaries have focused so much on Donald Trump lately, I've decided to give the listener of the TJMS a break, and I'm going to discuss Secretary Clinton this time. Okay, is that cool? If you want to talk about Donald Trump at the end, you can. So the secretary took questions first. And what do you think the first question was?
Emails.
If you guess emails, Tom Joyner, you are a smart cookie. Play it, please.
I communicated about classified material on a wholly separate system. I took it very seriously. When I traveled, I went into one of those little tents that I'm sure you've seen around the world, because we didn't want there to be any potential for someone to have embedded a camera to try to see whatever it is that I was seeing that was designated, marked, and headed as classified.
Let us
know. So I did exactly what I should have done, and I take it very seriously. Always have, always will.
So there was a little problem with that, is that it's not exactly all true, but for sure, that won't satisfy Clinton's critics, who believe there is nothing she can say to convince them that she is telling the truth about her use of a private email server. I have told you guys and I've told her surrogates about how she, you know, answers that question. Just say, I've answered this question a lot, and no matter how I answer it, it gets misconstrued. So I'm not going to do it anymore. It looks like an excuse. Let's move on. I've apologized. So. She did get a bit of a reprieve. You guys have heard about this, and you can look at it. There's a link on this. You can look at it on the on Black America Web. It was from Congressman Elijah Cummings, who released an email exchange between Clinton and Secretary Powell regarding doing state business on devices such as Blackberries. And this was written on Friday, January 23rd, 2009. Because remember, she said she took his advice. He denied it. But here is the email proof. 7:37 a.m., January 23rd, 2009, Secretary Clinton wrote, "Dear Colin, I have to catch up soon with you, but I have one pressing question which only you can answer. What were the restrictions on your use of your BlackBerry? Did you use it in your personal office?" And then it was a longer note, how's Alma and all that. Then the former Secretary Colin Powell replied in a lengthy email in part saying, "I didn't have a BlackBerry. What I did have was a very personal computer that was hooked up to a private phone line, sounds ancient, so I could communicate with a wide range of friends directly without it going through the State Department servers. I even used it to do business with some foreign leaders and some of the senior folks in the department on their personal email accounts. I did the same thing on the road in hotels." So he did go on to warn Clinton that her device and the communications could go on to become part of the public record. Also last night was a moment that a lot of Clinton supporters had been waiting for her, as we say, to have more swag, to be more forceful, instead of trying to come off as a sweet, meandering, grandmotherly type. Listen to this.
"Our decision was to try to put together an international coalition that included Russia and China to exert the kind of pressure through sanctions that the United States alone could not do."
Right, but you're going to cheat.
Look, this is an important issue. I know we're on TV. We don't have a lot of time.
I want to get to a lot of questions.
I will talk quickly, but I want people to understand this. So, yes, I put together the coalition. We imposed the sanctions. We got them to the negotiating table. And after I left, we got the agreement. That agreement put a lid on their nuclear weapons program and imposed intrusive inspections. I have said we are going to enforce it to the
Do you
letter.
Think there? That is the Clinton that her supporters say they want to see and hear. That's the type of discussion that experts on my show, on both sides, told me only Secretary Clinton could have because she is so well-versed in policy. And if she is to win this election, that is where she needs to live. However, Trump and his people know it is her strength and his Achilles heel. So don't hold your breath if you're looking for policy to be the focus over the next 2 months. There you go.
His ability to skirt around the issue and didn't hold him to his feet to the fire like you would have done.
There were a couple of things last night when he said that he was against the war, and then he said the Esquire thing in 2004. That is not true. That has been proven not true a number of times.
And nobody calls him on this.
Nobody called him on it.
His supporters don't. They feel like he's being attacked, but they're blatant lies.
And I thought the most compelling conversation was a lot of the veterans and military people who are in the audience, Don, who are asking them, well, why didn't you ask him this question? And why didn't you ask him that question? And everything just seemed to be so lacking in the approach to talking to the so-called commanders in chief.
Well, I had them on last night. I had generals on, and they were upset by some of the answers. Now, the questioning, listen, I know it's a tough spot and everybody's a critic, so I'll give Matt that. But anytime, and I get in trouble for it, anytime somebody veers off or tells something that's not true, when I catch it, I stop them mid-sentence.
Right.
Because they will go on to repeat another falsehood in a series of them, and then you're so far behind, you can't make it up. So that's why I just stop people and say, whoa, what you're saying is not true, or I play devil's advocate. But some of the generals I had on, except for one of his supporters, were saying they were offended by him saying that the generals had been reduced to rubble. That
right.
generals were.
Now why would why would he say that?
Well, I don't. First of all, he was repeating something that happened in an intelligence briefing that was confidential, that was highly classified, and he's saying that the generals were afraid to tell the president and the Secretary of State and other people in charge how they felt about how the war and strategy should be done. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that that's not how intelligence briefings work, and that they had never been afraid to talk to anybody who's in power. They call it their political masters. They had never been afraid. That had never happened to them. People were surprised that he was politicizing a classified briefing that is supposed to be confidential anyway. No one said
well,
that.
Well, you can't
Why
tell
would you
anything?
Be surprised about that?
Hey, Don, do you believe the polls?
Well, I believe the polls are a snapshot in time. I do believe, and I will say this, I do believe that there's going to be an issue like in 2001. I think there's going to be an issue with the popular vote. I think Donald Trump, this is just my assessment, if the polls are correct, and I think that they are for the most part,
They weren't correct when President Obama was.
Oh, the polls were correct. The ones that people accepted, the ones that Republicans accepted, that found acceptable, were not correct. I think he's going to win the popular vote. Hillary Clinton will win the electoral vote, and all hell is going to break loose. Something similar.
And he's already started with that.
You
right?
looking for any he's chance to
said,
be hanging?
Yeah. He's already said it's a rigged system, so he set
everybody up. Yeah, he's already set that up.
He's
yeah.
setting up for the loss, right?
Okay. Yeah. If you look at the battle is won and lost in the swing states, in places like Virginia, Ohio, Florida, Texas, and even Georgia now is up for grabs. So we'll see.
All right, Don.
If the election was held today, though, Hillary Clinton would win.
Well, let's just go ahead and vote then.
Can we have it today?
Let's just go ahead and do it. Get it over with.
Yeah.
But we still got 60 days. A lot can happen.
Later, Don.